Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I don't know if you were watching WGN TV's morning news today, but they had dramatic video of the firefight, the firefighters, I should say, in Bridgeport, 2700 block of South Lowell. There was a coach house on fire. Seven firefighters injured. One guy, I don't know if it's a guy, but one firefighter had to jump from the burning building onto an adjacent building. It was a pretty dramatic scene. Eric Rung was there. We will talk to him a little bit later in the program. All right, the city of Chicago announced today its vaccination numbers. It says 1 in 10 Chicagoans has now gotten their first vaccine. If you look just at people 65 and older, they're actually up to 1 in 4. So 25% of everyone 65 years and older now has been vaccinated. How does it look in DuPage County? Chris Hoff is the Director of Community Health Resources for the County Health Department there, and he joins us. Chris, welcome.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. So, just generally, how's it looking in DuPage County these days?
Yeah, so, you know, we're so excited the vaccine is rolling out. It's certainly not going as fast as any of us want. We're excited to get more vaccine, get more people vaccinated. But we, too, feel like it's getting out. We've got about 150,000 doses that have been administered to DuPage County residents. We're about 4.25% of our population that's been fully vaccinated. So 40,000 people in DuPage have been fully protected with two doses. And that's a great start. Certainly we've got a long way to go, but it's really incredible that 2 months in, we've got that many people fully vaccinated.
Is that right, Chris? I mean, are you where you expected to be?
You know, we didn't know what to expect. These vaccines are coming out. The supply has been so variable week to week. It has not been easy for us or for any of our partners in the healthcare community to really know how many doses to even expect week to week. So our goal is that when vaccine gets here, we're pumping it out, getting it administered as fast as possible to get people in and get them protected. So we're doing as well as we can, given the circumstances.
I read somewhere, and you tell me if this is accurate or up to date, that you were getting about 14,000 new vaccine doses every week, but this week you were expecting just about 2,500. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's accurate. Yeah. So you can imagine how hard it is to plan when you've got vaccinators and vaccine sites and appointments for 14,000 people, and then you got to scale way back to 2,400. And that leaves a lot of people feeling frustrated, right? If you can't find an appointment, it's more than likely because there's no vaccine to go with those appointments. So we're encouraged. We expect a little bit more next week, but still very low. We expect about 4,500 doses next week. And then we do expect it to pick up in March as more vaccine becomes available. You know, hopefully we'll have a third vaccine approved for use. Too early to tell exactly what'll happen, but if that does come to market, then we'll have three vaccines that are hopefully safe and effective and ready to be used.
Well, Chris, are these lower numbers, the 2,450, and I think you said 4,500 next week, is that weather-related, or have we not yet seen the weather-related dosage?
You know, the weather has caused some delays in shipments that were supposed to arrive this week. That the weather did not affect the allocation numbers we received. The state gets an allocation of vaccine from the federal government every week. They make a determination about how much vaccine is allocated to each county. So our allocation this week was just that 2,400 doses. So we'd love to get more. I think everybody would love to have more vaccine. And we're committed, like I said, as soon as it comes in, we're getting it out.
And how is the mass vaccination station at the county fairgrounds in Wheaton?
You know, it's awesome. Personally, I think I'm impressed with the staff and the efficiency getting people in and out. We've had a lot of good reviews from people that have been there to be vaccinated. It's an awesome resource for us to be able to vaccinate, you know, upwards of 5,000 people a week. Unfortunately, we can only vaccinate as many people right. as we have vaccines. So, you know, the more vaccine we have, the more people we can do.
That's like a chorus in a bad pop song, isn't it? It keeps coming back to that. There's no way to avoid. So, you know, also there's a bit of a dispute here in Chicago or Cook County where people from outside the city are coming into the city and getting vaccines, and the idea is that, well, that may well have gone to a city resident. I haven't read a lot about it. I'm not sure exactly how I feel about it. But is that happening in DuPage County? Do you have to be a DuPage County resident to get a vaccine there?
If you're going to be vaccinated in DuPage County, our focus is really on those individuals that live in DuPage or work here. So we have people that cross county lines. They live in one place, work in another. It's in our best interest that everybody is vaccinated. And certainly if you're in the community with somebody, whether they live there or work there, we want them to be vaccinated. So we know there's going to be people, you know, looking for vaccine at a site that's, you know, convenient. And that may be a wider range than you would normally go. But hopeful that some of this, you know, kind of ends up as a wash down the road as more vaccine is available. People will need to be able to go where it's convenient to get vaccine.
But if you were an ethicist, and I live in Winnebago County and I'm struggling to find an appointment there, I'd find one at the mass vaccination site in Wheaton. Are you telling me that it's better that I wait to get one in my own county? More equitable?
No, it's better. Yeah, it's equitable because that's how the vaccine's distributed, right? It's distributed to counties based on their populations. But it's not perfect. So, you know, we're certainly encouraging people to get vaccine where it's convenient. Hopefully that's close to home or work. But absolutely recognize that, you know, these are life-saving vaccines and people want to be vaccinated and will get vaccinated when they can and should.
Have you found anyone dressing up as a grandmother to get a vaccine?
I have not personally.
Have you heard that?
No.
Did you hear that story?
I heard a story, an anecdote somewhere.
A couple of women in Florida, apparently, yeah.
You know what? These are just goes to show you. I think that these, you know, people
are desperate.
I hope that these vaccines are safe, effective. They want them. They know they're going
to
make a difference in getting us out of the pandemic.
Well, you know what?
Certainly don't condone this.
No, yeah. I know. We're talking to Chris Hoff from the DuPage Health Department. So speak to that then. Are you finding less reluctance to the vaccine or more reluctance than you had feared or expected?
You know, right now, I think we're seeing a lot of people that are very interested in getting the vaccine. So there's so little vaccine that it doesn't take much demand to overwhelm
sure.
the supply that you do have. Certainly hearing that, you know, there's people that are choosing not to be vaccinated right now or waiting until they see a little bit more information. Completely understand that. And we want to make sure that we're giving everybody as much information as we can, giving them the time, the space, the experts to turn to ask questions, make sure they can make an informed decision. And hopefully come to the choice that vaccine is right for them. And that is one of the tools that will get us out of this pandemic.
And while they're waiting, then you can get the vaccine to the people who are really eager to get it now. The governor announced he was expanding to people with underlying conditions around the state. DuPage County says they're not ready for that. Can you talk to me about that decision?
Yeah, we're excited to get to everybody, right? We know everybody needs to be vaccinated, but right now we have so little vaccine available, 2,400 doses for a million people, that the idea of expanding groups while vaccine supply is so limited really just puts a lot more pressure on the system, and it puts a lot of pressure on those people that, you know, were already eligible that are now competing with an additional group of people to be vaccinated. So we're ready to expand. We have the capacity to do at least 50,000 immunizations a week here in DuPage. So as the supply catches up, we think we can get to people much faster than we're going now. And hopefully that becomes less of an issue of, you know, who's in line and when we have more vaccine in the next month or two.
So, Chris, if you're getting only 2,400 this week, maybe 4,500 next week, explain for me, are you getting them directly from the federal government? Are they going to the state and then the state is making that allocation? How does that work and how do you know what to expect?
Yeah, it's a great question. So once a week, the federal government tells the states how much vaccine is going to be available to them. The state, in turn, then develops a strategy to decide how much vaccine to send to each county in Illinois. And so we find out each week what total amount of vaccine will be available over the next 7 to 10 days. And then we're working with those health providers, health systems, hospitals, pharmacies in DuPage to get that vaccine to them and get it into arms as quickly as possible. But our planning horizon is about a week out. So you can imagine the logistics required to figure out, okay, we have this amount of vaccine. That means we can open this number of appointments. We got to get people in and get them vaccinated in that 7 to 10 day period.
You know, I apologize if I'm asking some stupid questions, but it, the more you think of it, the more I realize I don't know. So let's just focus on this 2,400 number for this week. Is that the total number coming in to DuPage County, or are hospital systems also getting them, pharmacies also getting them? You were just talking about the public vaccination sites that you are operating.
So it's a great question. So the 2400 represents a vaccine that's coming through the health department, but we distribute that vaccine out to a bunch of other providers. Okay. We have 109 providers in DuPage that are looking to get vaccine. They're ready to go. Now, separate from that, you've heard, and they're reporting this week about the federal government has started to ship vaccine directly to retail pharmacies like Jewel, Walgreens, Mariano stores eventually. So there's a couple of different pathways for vaccine. And so we don't know exactly how much that is. It's one of the frustrations we're kind of feeling, and I know people are feeling that out in the community that, you know, well, who's got vaccine and how much? We know that we've got about 2,400 doses to work with through our systems, the public sites, and then these hospital and healthcare systems we're working with. And then this separate pathway for vaccine to pharmacies is also happening. So there is more than that 2,400 doses out there, but I can't give you an exact number, and that's one of the things we're working hard to figure out, really put a common picture together of how much vaccine is there, but it's still not enough. At the end of the day, there's lots of people that need to be vaccinated, want to be vaccinated. The supply just hasn't caught up to that yet.
Chris Hoff with the DuPage County Health Department. Chris, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, and have a great weekend.
You bet. Be well. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News, and the news is coming up.